Today from St. Luke chapter 11, we have the Lord driving out a demon, a mute demon, and it mentions that it says the crowds were amazed, but some of the scribes and Pharisees began to think to themselves, well, it must be by the power of Beelzebul that Jesus drives out demons. In other words, he can only drive out demons because of the power of the devil, Satan, the evil one. And the Lord says, that's ridiculous. Why would Satan want to drive out Satan? And in other words, if the devil is there, why would he want to get rid of his demons? He certainly wouldn't want to do that. And then the Lord says that every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste and fall against house. So that divided kingdom, Satan would not want to divide his kingdom if he already has possession of a man. Why would he want to drive out the evil spirit from the man? So the Lord says that's ridiculous. And uses his example of a kingdom divided. This is a quote that Abraham Lincoln used when he talked about, you know, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Remember the time of slavery? He said our nation divided over slavery cannot stand. It will eventually fall. And the Lord says, if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? So then he says, but if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God is at hand. It's a very interesting expression, the finger of God. See, that's referring to God's power, the power of God, that God created the entire world just with the use of even just a finger. That's how powerful God is. If you've been to Rome and go to the Vatican and see the Sistine Chapel ceiling, you see creation, and you see God giving life to Adam, right? And their fingers are touching that image that we've all seen. It's the power of God, the finger of God. And when the Lord was about to forgive the woman caught in adultery, it says he bent down into the sand and began to draw with his finger. Again, the power of God. And once people saw what he was writing, they turned away. They walked away. You see here the finger of God refers to the power of God and his authority. Then the Lord concludes the gospel by giving an image. He says, when a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. In other words, if the devil is there having possession of somebody, but when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, then he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. In other words, Jesus is stronger than the evil one. Jesus is stronger than the devil, because Christ comes and he's able to defeat Satan. He's able to defeat the devil and to take away his spoils. And then he says, whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. So we all need to be with Christ. We all need to be on his side, leading souls to heaven, leading souls to God. So today we think about the power of Christ, his power to drive out demons. And we see the power that he has as the king of the angels. And we need to have a special devotion to the holy angels against the fallen angels, Satan and his demons. So how do we have protection? How do we make sure that we will be stronger? Well, we have to have Christ on our side. We have to be close to Our Lady, the Queen of Angels. We have to have devotion to Saint Michael, the Prince of the Heavenly Host. We have to have devotion to our own guardian angels. So the Lord gives us all that we need to be able to fight against the power of Satan.